Good morning. My name is Emily, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Quorum Information Technologies Q3 2018 Earnings Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Mr. Maury Marks. You may begin your conference.
Thank you, Emily. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for attending Quorum Information Technologies Earnings Release Conference Call in conjunction with the release of our Q3 2018 financial and operational results. Quorum is an information technology company that focuses on the automotive retail business. We develop, market, implement, and support a proprietary dealership management system, or DMS, software product called Accelerator, as well as Autovance Desk and now DealerMine, both of which we have added to our portfolio of dealer products and services through acquisition. We derive our revenues primarily from recurring software as a service, or SaaS, revenue streams. Assuming you've all read the press release we issued after markets closed yesterday, today on our call, I will take the opportunity to provide you with additional comments on those results, some insight into DealerMine's comparative period Q3 2018 results, and talk more about how we are continuing to invest and position ourselves to grow our largest and recurring SaaS revenue stream. I'd also like to encourage you to ask questions at the end of our presentation, as we appreciate the opportunity to provide you with additional information around our results. Please note, however, that we do not provide forward-looking information or guidance on our financial or operational metrics. With that, I'll hand it over to Marilyn to deliver our forward-looking information advisory, after which I will proceed with our operational overview. We will then open the floor to your questions. Marilyn, please go ahead.
Thank you, Maury. Good day, everyone. Thank you for being here with us today. Some of the statements we will be making today may contain certain forward-looking statements and forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable Canadian securities laws. Forward-looking information is often, but not always, identified by the use of words such as anticipate, believe, plan, intend, objective, continuous, ongoing, estimate, expect, may, will, project, should, or similar words suggesting future outcomes. In particular, our comments today may include forward-looking information relating to results of operations, plans and objectives, projected costs, and business strategy. Quorum believes the expectations reflected in such forward-looking information are reasonable, but no assurance can be given that these expectations will prove to be correct, and such forward-looking information should not be unduly relied upon. Forward-looking information is not a guarantee of future performance and involve a number of risks and uncertainties, some of which are described herein. Such forward-looking information necessarily involves known and unknown risks and uncertainties, which may cause Quorum's actual performance and financial results in future periods to differ materially from any projections of future performance or results expressed or implied by such forward-looking information. These risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, the risks identified in Quorum Management Discussion and Analysis for the period ended September 30th, 2018. Any forward-looking information is made as of the date hereof, and except as required by law, Quorum assumes no obligation to publicly update or revise such information to reflect new information, subsequent or otherwise. I'd also like to advise listeners that our Q3 2018 financial statements have been prepared in accordance with International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS. Certain supplementary information and measures not recognized under IFRS may also be provided in our presentation today, as management believes they assist the listener and the reader in understanding Quorum's results. These measures are calculated by Quorum on a consistent basis unless otherwise specifically explained. You can find these measures listed and further explained in our corresponding Q3 2018 quarterly report, MD&A. So with that, I'd like to pass it back to Maury.
Thank you, Marilyn. Yesterday, we announced our Q3 2018 earnings results just on the heels of our announcement of the acquisition of DealerMine on October 31st, 2018, a transformative acquisition for Quorum, which will significantly accelerate our strategy to become a full-service provider of end-to-end business process software solutions to automotive dealerships. By adding DealerMine's complementary product set and Business Development Center, or BDC, or call center services to Quorum's product offering, the deal significantly increases Quorum's scale. Quorum and DealerMine together now have over 860 dealership rooftop customers, and if you add our respective Q3 2018 revenues, they would have totaled $6.7 million in Q3 2018. A significant move for Quorum in increasing our size and strength in the automotive dealership market. Because the transaction was completed subsequent to the end of Q3 2018, DealerMine's financial results for Q3 2018 have not been included in Quorum's Q3 2018 quarterly numbers. Except we've decided to show you comparative numbers to give you insights into the DealerMine's top-line revenue results for Q3 2018 and Q3 2017. DealerMine's total revenues for Q3 2018 were up $3.3 million, up 14% from $2.9 million in Q3 2017. 57% of Q3 2018 revenue was from their recurring software revenue category, 38% was from their business development center, and 5% was from the new installation revenue. I'd like to point out that their recurring software revenue stream grew 19% year over year, from $1.56 million in Q3 2017 to $1.86 million in Q3 2018. As I said on our DealerMine conference call last week, we are delighted to welcome the DealerMine team under Bob Kurian's leadership to the Quorum family. DealerMine has a proven track record of developing exceptional customer relationship management, or CRM, products and providing critical BDC services to their 413 successful customers in North America. With only 15 Quorum DMS customers currently utilizing DealerMine service CRM product and BDC services, we have a significant growth opportunity for DealerMine within Quorum's existing customer base. Quorum expects the reoccurring software as a service revenue, BDC revenue, EBITDA, and cash flow from the DealerMine acquisition to be immediately accretive. Q4 2018 will be the first quarter in which we report DealerMine's results within Quorum, and we look forward to reporting those results to you. A number of shareholders have asked me questions about our Quorum DMS, DealerMine, and AutoVance's combined product strategy. Let me walk you through our dealership offering in more detail. The dealership service and parts departments are the highest grossing departments in the dealership. Critical to these departments' success is a group called the Business Development Center, or BDC. More and more dealerships are realizing they need a successful BDC to increase service and parts department revenue. DealerMine's service CRM product for dealerships and their related BDC services help dealers drive customers and revenue into their service departments. And DealerMine have proven dealership metrics to support how effective their solution is. Once the customer is in the service department, part of the Quorum DMS offering is our Vehicle Inspection Process, or VIP, which is also platinum certified by GM. That process helps ensure that a consistent vehicle inspection is completed and the customer is properly presented with any additional work required to keep their vehicle performing. Quorum's VIP product has proven metrics that show the benefit to dealerships. DealerMine also have an added product for the service department called Online Service Schedules, or OSS, that allow customers to book service visits via the web. Both Quorum and DealerMine have integrated the DealerMine OSS and service CRM software to Quorum's DMS software. Currently, we have 15 customers that use both products, and we plan to actively market DealerMine's OSS and service CRM software and related BDC services to Quorum customers. An easy way to visualize the products and services is that DealerMine's solutions keep customers coming back into the service department, and Quorum's DMS and VIP solutions maximize the opportunity with the customer. It should be noted that 85% of DeterMind's recurring software revenue comes from their service CRM offering, and 100% of their BDC revenue is from the BDC services that support the service CRM offering. We believe we have a clear product strategy for the service and parts departments of a dealership. When it comes to the sales department of a dealership, we have some overlap in our offerings. DeterMind have a sales CRM offering, and Quorum have a sales CRM offering. As part of DeterMind's sales CRM solution, they have a desking tool, and we collectively have the Autovance desking tool. There are a few key points related to our sales department products. Number one, the DeterMind sales CRM solution is fully integrated to their service CRM solution and accounts for 15% of their revenues. The Quorum sales CRM product is fully integrated into the Quorum DMS product and accounts for less than 10% of our revenues. Because of the tight integration, it would be a significant development project to migrate to one sales CRM product, and the migration would cause a lot of dealership disruption. Number four, the DeterMind desking product is fully integrated to their sales CRM solution. Five, Autovance currently sells to Quorum customers and they integrate to other DMS companies and therefore sell to non-Quorum customers. In fact, 53% of Autovance's 208 customers are non-Quorum customers. Number six, strategically, we are working to allow the Autovance desking product to be available for the U.S. market. So we know we have some product overlap. However, given how integrated the products are and the significant amount of development work and dealership disruption involved, we have no current plans to move to a single sales CRM product. This perspective is supported by the fact that these products account for a small percentage of total Quorum revenues and is also supported by the compelling opportunity that we have with the DeterMind service CRM and BDC service products that can be immediately sold to Quorum DMS customers. One final point on product strategy. It is critical to DeterMind's continued growth that DeterMind remain DMS agnostic. DeterMind customers will continue to choose the DMS provider that best suits their needs, and the DeterMind products will continue to integrate with those systems to the extent that integration is available. In fact, it is also critical to Autovance's growth strategy that their desking product continues to remain DMS agnostic. Looking now to our Q3 2018 earnings results and our largest revenue stream, our recurring SaaS support revenues, we are happy to announce that we have continued to deliver on our goal of 10% revenue growth year over year, with support revenues totaling $2.86 million in Q3 2018, versus $2.6 million in Q3 2017, an increase of $260,000 or 10%. New customer installations of our DMS software drove 21% of this revenue growth as we increased the size of our customer base by completing 9 new accelerated rooftop installations in the quarter. Sales to existing customers represent 79% of the revenue growth, which includes sales of Quorum developed products, strategic third-party products, and accelerator licenses and annual support increases. Our annual SaaS support revenue run rate based on September 2018 support revenues of $960,778 is now $11,529,336. Included in this segment's revenue run rate is the growth from Autovance support revenue, which based on September 2018 revenue is now $860,844. The gross margin for our support revenue segment was 83% before labor and 68% if you include labor. As mentioned earlier, we experienced a strong quarter for new rooftop installations of our DMS, coming in at 9% of our total revenues for Q3 2018. New installation revenue jumped 57% from $202,000 in Q3 2017 to $316,000 in Q3 2018. There were 9 rooftop installations in Q3 2018 compared to 3 in Q3 2017, and 2 rooftop losses amounting to a net gain of 7 rooftops and bringing our total rooftop count to 359 rooftops at the end of the quarter. Our 2 rooftop losses amount to a quarterly churn of 0.6%, and again, the primary reason for any rooftop losses has been the acquisition of rooftops by dealer groups, which may already be using a competitor's DMS. Not all dealership rooftops sold at the end of Q3 2018 could be installed, and so we plan to install 7 rooftops in Q4 2018, with another 6 rooftops having been sold that will be installed in future quarters. Our add-on revenue stream was $215,000, or 6% of our total revenues in Q3 2018, down 19% over $265,000 in Q3 2017, or a decline of $49,000. This was attributable to training visits being down 55% in Q3 2018 compared to Q3 2017. The primary reason for fewer training visits compared to last year's same quarter was the increase in our new rooftop installations, which reduced the availability of training staff to conduct on-site training to existing customers. Training revenue was 52% of add-on revenue for the quarter. Our total revenue was $3.42 million in Q3 2018, reflecting 11% growth over total revenue of $3.7 million in Q3 2018. Q3 2018 gross margin was 49% compared to 48% in Q3 2017 due to long-term investments having been made to grow the U.S. market, as well as an increase in G&A costs due to an office move in Q1 2018 and higher office rental expense, and one-time legal and related due diligence costs for the DealerMine transaction, and an increase in sales and marketing expense due to increased sales and marketing staffing levels. Our EBITDA was also impacted by these items, with EBITDA totaling $319,000 in Q3 2018, or 11% of revenue, compared to $478,000, or 16% of revenue in Q3 2017. As mentioned, to increase our rooftop sales and installation rates in the U.S., Quorum has invested significantly in 2018 to expand our presence in the U.S. market. Our investments in 2018 include the following. 1, a larger booth for the National Automotive Dealers Association, or NADA, show. 2, increased staff, sales staff levels, which included a dedicated U.S.-specific account manager. 3, increased sales and marketing efforts with an emphasis on digital marketing as well as new redesigned website and implementation of new sales support technology. 4, increased installation support and development staffing levels. 5, OEM integration with the addition of Ford US in Q1 2018 and the anticipated certification of 2 more OEMs in early 2019. And 6, work by the Autovance team to allow their desking product to be available for the US market. Quorum has made significant investments in growing our DMS, and we are now beginning to see positive results. Our qualified DMS sales pipeline has grown recently, and 25 of the dealerships on it are U.S. dealerships. Further, our new U.S. salesperson has sold 3 dealerships in the past 2 months. I'd like to emphasize that investments required to grow in the U.S. market will have a long-term benefit to Quorum, but additional time will be required to fully realize that benefit. In Q3 2018, we started the process of optimizing our DMS business, and through some staffing changes and cost savings, identified $420,000 of annualized savings, irrespective of DealerMine cost synergies, which will be realized in future quarters. We believe this will result in a balanced approach to growth and profitability, and combined with the accretive DealerMine acquisition will result in expanded EBITDA margins and cash flow conversion in 2019. As we move forward, we will continue to execute on our vision to provide a seamless end-to-end business process solution for automotive dealerships, and therefore building an increased reliance on Quorum and also an increased recurring revenue stream. Our 3 ongoing areas of opportunity for continued growth are 1, build out our dealership rooftop base. This is the most expensive but also the most valuable way of growing the business. It is the most expensive because new customers take time and resources to implement and onboard, and new manufacturers or OEMs take significant time and money to integrate with. Our annualized dealer churn of approximately 2% means the lifetime value of these customers is, however, extremely high. Critical to growing our dealership base is the pursuit of additional OEM integration opportunities both in Canada and the United States. Each time we integrate to an OEM, we materially increase our total addressable market, or TAM. Two, sell additional value-added products and services to our existing rooftop base. Quorum upsells additional products to our existing customers or rooftop customers. This can come in two forms. One, either we build the product and sell it to our customers like our communicator product, or two, we sign a partnership agreement with another trusted company like we did with AutoVance. During Q2 2018, we also entered in a partnership agreement with a company called Tire Storage Solutions, whereby Quorum has become the reseller of Tire Storage Solutions' seasonal tire storage management system. Entering into partnership agreements is a newer initiative for Quorum as we continue to strive to become a full-service provider for dealerships with our core DMS acting as the anchor product. We know that dealership customers want an integrated suite of software products instead of multiple disparate systems. And the third part of our continued growth strategy is to strategically acquire. We believe the Canadian market in particular is quite fragmented, with point solutions that, if acquired by Quorum, would be both accretive and strategic, as they will increase our customer retention and build our recurring revenues. We continue to look for other M&A opportunities. As we move forward into 2019, Quorum has never had a more exciting set of growth opportunities. These opportunities include the core DMS business, cross-selling products and services to our DMS customers, growing acquired assets, and continuing to assess other selective acquisitions. Both DealerMine and AutoVance are high-growth, cloud-based SaaS businesses that can show immediate leverage in that they do not require OEM integration and require significantly less training and support to transition dealers to their solutions. At the same time, building the accelerator base is the foundation on which the company can offer solutions from recent acquisitions and third-party reseller arrangements and also demand significant attention. And with that, I'd like to thank you all very much for your time today and your interest in Quorum. Operator, I'd now like to open the conference to any questions from our audience.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, that's star one on your telephone keypad to ask a question. And our first question comes from the line of Gabriel Loon from Beach Securities. Your line is open.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my questions. Couple things for you, Maury. So, as you talk about new rooftop wins, and you've been pretty successful the last couple of years, and I'm just curious. I mean, these are obviously competitive displacements, so I'm curious to know, what's driving what's the rationale behind some of these dealers moving to another provider? I mean, where are you guys shining relative to some of the other DMS providers out there?
Yeah. Gabe, thanks for the question. Great question. Our value equation has changed over the years. So if you go back in time a little bit, say 5 years ago, Quorum's value equation was really focused on an integrated Windows-based real-time system that really tried to optimize, optimize and make more efficient your operations. And you need to sort of know the automotive space to realize how unique that was compared to our largest competitors, CDK and Reynolds, offerings in the market. who largely provided character-based systems that didn't have the attributes that we had within our software. A number of years ago, then we decided that we had worked an awful lot in the core DMS business, and we really felt that that product for us had matured quite a bit. There was still more work that we wanted to do, especially when it came to OEM integration and third-party integration, but we also wanted to add more value. So we layered on some different pieces to our solution. So piece number one that we put in place was a solution called Communicator, which is a texting and emailing solution that was all embedded with instant messaging inside our software. And what dealerships really liked about that is traditionally they were going outside. If they wanted that capability, they were somehow trying to figure it out themselves, or they were going outside looking for third-party products. Well, we took out a third-party product reliance in that particular case with a fully integrated communication tool. And then we moved into our make more money strategy, where we found a bunch of different ways we could drive more revenue into the dealership. The best of those was VIP. And we were seeing results of driving in revenue of $60,000 per month per dealership through our vehicle inspection process that I talked about sort of earlier in the call. That for us was, once again, another integrated piece of what we offered. And what we got in terms of feedback was from dealerships was, oh, thank you. Like, for those dealerships that really understood how important having a vehicle inspection process was in their drive-through, they were thanking us because we ended up allowing them to get rid of a competing third-party product that wasn't really integrated, that was disparate, and move to our fully integrated solution. For those that weren't focused on their service lane, they put our solution in place and immediately started realizing great benefits, like I was talking about with the $60,000 of revenue. After that, we enhanced our sales CRM, and a lot of our customers moved away from a third-party sales CRM solution and went to our integrated solution. So now, today, when we talk to a dealership, we come in and we talk to them about our very effective and efficient DMS, but all of the other pieces that we have that are fully integrated, being Communicator, VIP, and Sales CRM. So in essence, in some cases, we're displacing as many as four systems, disparate systems, inside that dealership. Then if you add in Autovance and the desking product, once again, stores were using another third-party product out there that wasn't really integrated. And now you add in the DealerMine service CRM and related BDC services that they can offer, and we just further enhance that whole consolidated offering that just provides really nice streamlined end-to-end business processes for the store. So, Gabe, sorry, that was a very long answer to your question, but hopefully that helped.
No, that's helpful. So maybe talk to us about the strategy with DealerMine. So clearly, you know, as it relates to your rooftops, there'll be the opportunity to upsell DealerMine's service CRM into that rooftop base. What do you think the opportunity might be within the rooftops within DealerMine that, you know, obviously is not using QIS? DMS right now. What's the opportunity there?
Yeah, so I had a piece within my script today where I talked about how critical it is for DealerMine to be DMS agnostic. We just firmly believe that is so critical to their growth. It has been their secret to their success. So we aren't looking to go to DealerMine's customers and say, hey, here's the Quorum DMS, you got to take a look at it. We're not at all. In fact, we want them to be completely DMS agnostic, continue to grow their business. I mean, if a dealership were to ask us about collectively about the Quorum DMS, we would talk to them, but we firmly believe that that DealerMine needs to remain DMS agnostic. And we have the same beliefs around Autovance. We need them to continue to go out and grow their businesses beyond non-quorum VMS customers.
Gotcha. Let's move over to M&A for a second. So clearly that's still sort of top of mind for you guys post the dealer mind transaction. Can you talk to us about where within your product portfolio you feel you can sort of enhance or add to? What sort of areas should we be thinking about?
Yeah. So M&A, there's sort of two ways. So let me. I'll step back and talk a little bit about process inside the dealership, right? And so if I go to the sales process inside of an average dealership, we often will walk into situations where we see them having six or seven different systems. So at the very front end, they will have different systems as different website providers. They will have different products that help them with chat on their website, with electronic leads management, with text management. Then from there, they move into sales CRM, they move into guesting, and then those pieces we have covered as a solution. But then they have a product, there's a product in a lot of dealerships called menuing as well that we don't currently have covered for stores out there. And so then you flow through and into sort of completing the deal and following up with the customer. So there's opportunities really in sales on the front end, especially on the web side of things and the whole electronic lead management side of things. And there's some opportunities sort of in the middle of the business process. If you look over in fixed operations, we've got lots of opportunities. Lots of opportunities when it comes to things like vehicle rentals that the dealership may manage, things like tire storage solutions, although now we have a strategic partner to fill that. When it comes to electronic parts cataloging for the stores, when it comes to selling their parts online, I could keep going. There's lots of opportunities on the fixed operation side, which is
gotcha.
Selling parts, sorry, just for clarity.
Gotcha. Maybe one last question for me. The in your discussion, you talked about identifying several hundred thousand dollars in cost savings that will probably help with the operating leverage in the business. I'm curious, you also talked about expansion to the U.S. as well. So should we think about some of these savings as being sort of redistributing resources into the U.S. growth, or do you think that $400,000 plus in savings will drop to the bottom line over the next couple of quarters? That's it for me. Thanks.
Yeah. No, great question. We think the $400,000 will drop to the bottom line. We've already sort of redistributed costs and staff when it comes to U.S. expansion. And, those projects that I mentioned, I believe there were six of them that I mentioned in the script, are all we're well into those projects, with some of them coming to conclusion in 2019, some of them early 2019, some a little bit later in 2019.
Again, that's star one on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. And there are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call back over to Maury Marks.
All right. Well, I just would like to thank everybody again for attending today's conference call, and appreciate your time and your interest in Quorum. Thank you, everybody.
And this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.